We were running alongside one another at the same speed, when suddenly the blind of one of the carriages opposite flew up. It was only a few feet away, and I distinctly saw a man bending over with his back to the window, with his hands round a woman's throat. And he was slowly, remorselessly, strangling her. Her eyes were starting from their sockets, and her face had gone quite purple.
How very unpleasant.
And then her body went quite limp, and she slumped down. And just at that moment, the other train picked up speed and went off into the night.
Ticket, please.
A woman has been strangled in the train that's just passed. I saw it through the window.
Strangled?
Yes. You must do something at once.
You don't think, madam, that you may have had a little nap?
I saw it. I was as wide awake as you are. And what I want to know is, what are you going to do about it?
Well, madam,
you are going to do something, I suppose.
We shall be in Brackhampton in 7 minutes, and I'll report what you've told me. Perhaps I might have your name and address, just in case.
But of course, I couldn't be sure that he'd do anything. So just to make certain, I wrote a note for the station master.
The train now arriving at Platform 1 is the 5:38 for Melchester, Waverton and stations to Chadworth. Passengers for Market Basing, take the train now waiting at Platform number 3.
Water, please take this at once to the station master's office.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, thank you, ma'am.
I gave him a shilling. Sixpence would have been enough, I suppose, but my mind was still dwelling on the murder.